கண்ணரச விக்கிரஹ. The form of all transcendental mellows. Purnaha, complete. Suddaha, pure. Without material contamination. Nitya, eternal. Muktaha, liberated. Abhinnatvat, due to not being different. Nama, the holy name. Naminoho, and the person who has the name. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, there is no question of being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Please repeat responsively. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Purport by Divine Grace. This is a quotation from the Padma Puran. This particular sloka is from Padma Puran. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vajalam Pangam Dangayate Girim Yat Krupatama Humbande Sri Gurundi Natarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarabhyasya Krupa Sindabhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastacha Desa Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya, after he took sannyas, he made Purushottama Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, as his headquarters. So one of the years after Ratha Yatra celebrations, Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to Vrindavan. So he wanted to go alone. He had a lot of followers, but he said, nobody should follow me. Then Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami convinced him that he should take at least one assistant. So Lord Chaitanya agreed for one assistant, and accordingly Balabhadra Bhattacharya was assigned the service. So Lord Chaitanya, along with his assistant Balabhadra Bhattacharya, they started walking towards Vrindavan Dham. On the way, they passed through the jungle of Jharkhand forest. So Lord Chaitanya did not want to take the normal route in which so many people will be traveling, because he didn't want to be disturbed. So he was taking the forest route. He was going deep into the forest. People always not want to go to deep. They want to go where there is more people around. So when Lord Chaitanya was walking in the forest, he was in ecstasy. Whenever he was seeing the dense forest, he was thinking it is just Vrindavan. Whenever he saw some hill, he thought, oh, this is Govardhan. Whenever he saw some river flowing, he thought, oh, this is Yamuna. So in that way, in great ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya was chanting the holy names and he was walking. Once, when he was walking like that, there was a tiger sitting on the way. Tiger was sitting on the way. So Lord Chaitanya saw the tiger, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya is very scared. Oh, tiger! You don't get ecstasy when you see a tiger, you know. So Lord Chaitanya, with his lotus feet, touched the tiger, and he said, chant Krishna. So when he said that, the tiger chanted Krishna's name, Krishna. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was wondering, are tiger is chanting? And then he went to the river to take bath. So Chaitanya was chanting his Gayatri, and a group of elephants came. They were also taking bath. So Lord Chaitanya splashed the water. In the water, when sometimes group of devotees go, they make fun splashing water on one another. So Lord Chaitanya, the group of elephants, Lord Chaitanya splashed water. Chant Krishna. All the elephants, Krishna. Balabhadra Bhattacharya is surprised. Who? Elephants are chanting Krishna. So then, when Lord Chaitanya started walking, when he was chanting the holy names, all the trees were in ecstasy. The trees, they are not even moving. They were feeling the ecstatic symptoms of hearing the chanting of holy names, simply by hearing Lord Chaitanya chanting. So in this way, when Lord Chaitanya started walking and chanting, all the animals, they were feeling some ecstatic symptoms of hearing, and they also started chanting. So it is noted down by Balabhadra Bhattacharya in his diary that Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Gaurnitai ki. It is noted down that the tigers were chanting, the deers were chanting. So they even forgot about their bodily concept of life, and they were dancing. Tigers and deers were dancing together. It is uncommon. The deers are food for tiger, you know. And for the deer, when he sees the tiger, it is like a death personified. He just wants to run away. There is no question of even standing. There is a question of chanting and dancing together. So all the animals, they even forgot what body they belong to. They didn't know that they are tiger. Unless you recognize yourself, you belonging to certain category, you may not be able to execute the swadharma of that body, prescribed duty. So tiger forgot what is his prescribed duty. His prescribed duty is to eat deer. You know, he forgot about it. He was chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Whole forest, all animals were chanting Krishna's name. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can give the ecstasy in all the animals we cannot try simply like that, so we have to try our own level. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya crossed Jharkhand forest and he came to Varanasi, Banaras, Kashi. Kashi is a headquarter of Mayavadis, lot of Mayavadi sannyasis. They study Sanskrit. Somebody wants to study Sanskrit, they go to Banaras. Banaras Pandit. Our Banaras Pandit Vishnurath Prabhu is here. Hai kya? Ari bo. Uska bhai bhi udhar hai abhi. Banaras is headquarters of Mayavadis. They go deep into studying the scriptures so that they want to extract the essence by themselves. What is the scripture talking about? Sanskrit. Unless you know Sanskrit, you cannot understand the scriptural teaching. So they become Sanskrit Pandits. They try to understand what the Vedic literature is talking about. So when Lord Chaitanya reached Banaras, he went to Manikarnika Ghat. Manikarnika Ghat is one of the ghat on the Ganges. It is the place, it is said that Lord Vishnu's kundal, no kundal from the ear, ear ring has fallen there. Because of that it became a holy place. And that ghat is also, there is a cremation ground. And anybody dies anywhere in that area, they bring it there and cremate. So much so that all day somebody is cremated. Some dead body is cremated. All day. Even in rains, all day cremation goes on. So Lord Chaitanya was taking bath in this Manikarnika Ghat, and Tapan Mishra, one of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, he was also taking bath. He said, hey, what is this? Lord Chaitanya is here. After taking sannyas, this is the first time that Tapan Mishra was meeting Lord Chaitanya. Then, immediately, he paid obeisances and he requested Lord Chaitanya to stay in Banaras for some time. Also, with Tapan Mishra was Chandrasekhar Acharya staying in Banaras. Both of them said that, in this place, we never hear the name of Krishna. Always people are talking about Brahman, Atma, you know, we don't hear, you know, all Sanskrit things are coming, we don't hear Krishna's name. Please stay here. And Lord Chaitanya accepted their invitation and he stayed there for 10 days. Lord Chaitanya stayed in Banaras for 10 days. So during this stay, one Brahmin, Maharashtrian Brahmin, who was taking association of Tapan Mishra and he also took association of Lord Chaitanya. So when he saw Lord Chaitanya, he was thinking, you know, this is God personified. You know, he's, you know, Lord Chaitanya, his body, he was well built body, you know, the hands were touching the knees. You know, you try yourself when you stand, whether you touch your knees or not, it will be difficult. Only Mahapurusha's hands are longer. Touching the knees and, you know, all the symptoms of the personality of Godhead, a great person, they were all there. So he was finding ecstatic symptoms. And this Brahmin, he went to the chief of all Mayavadis in Banaras, Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakashananda Saraswati. He went and mentioned to him that there is one great person. His name is Krishna Chaitanya. He is from Bengal and he has come from Puri and his bodily features are so wonderful. So he was just glorifying and he was telling that this person is chanting the names of Krishna and he was manifesting ecstatic symptoms in his body. Ecstasy, ecstatic symptoms are that the body shivers. The hairs stand on end. The tears flow automatically. You don't have to take some effort. Without effort. So the body also transforms, different transformations. It is said that Lord Chaitanya, when you go in ecstasy, the body, the joint will go apart for a few inches. If your joint go apart 3 inches, then you'll have to go to a, you know, orthopedic surgeon to set it right. 3 inches apart, your joint cannot go. The leg joint, no, knee joint will go apart 3 inches when he goes into ecstasy. Then when he comes back, it will be normal. Various transformations in the body, because the body, especially for the persons who have a material body, the material body is not fit to experience the ecstasy of Krishna's names. That is why it transforms. These are the manifestations. It goes outside the saturation point of bodily, what it can be experienced within the body. When this Brahmin was explaining this to Prakashananda Saraswati, Prakashananda Saraswati said, "Stop! Usually, nobody wants to hear the glories of another person who is great. If one thinks himself great, why another person should be great? I am great. This Chaitanya I know. He is a sentimentalist. I know that he has taken sannyas from Keshav Bharati. He is coming under Bharati Sampradaya. Bharati is a little lower caste than Saraswati. I am Prakashananda Saraswati. In sannyas of different category also there is higher class, lower class. Saraswati, this is Bharati. Still he doesn't even keep the name Bharati. He is keeping Chaitanya, who is a servant of Bharati. Sentimentalist. And this fellow is a pretender. What kind of sannyasi is? Sannyasi means he should still and study Vedanta. This guy doesn't study Vedanta. Not a fit sannyasi. He's a pretender. And he is a magician also. Trying to do some magic. He thinks that he will dance this and all, and people are hypnotized. Don't follow him. He is so dangerous person that even such a scholar like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he converted him. That fellow became a madman. So don't ever associate with him. You will get the same disease of madness. Prakashananda Saraswati was telling this Brahman. So this person was so disgusted, he left that place. And he came back to Lord Chaitanya. And he said, "My dear Lord, when I explained this to his chief of Mayavad Sanyas, of all the Sanyas, he's the chief, and this person was telling like that, and this Brahman said, he kept on reciting the name Chaitanya, Chaitanya, but he never ever recited one name of Krishna or Hari." Mayavadis, they don't chant Krishna's name. Chaitanya is very favorite to them because Chetana, they are always trying to merge their consciousness into super consciousness. Chaitanya is very favorite to them. Between Chaitanya, Chaitanya, not Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya said, Mayavadi Krishna Aparadi. Mayavadi is a Krishna Aparadi. They are offended at the lotus feet of Krishna. So, Lord Krishna doesn't dance on their tongue. Krishna keeps aloof from Mayavadis. So Lord Chaitanya said, Mayavadis are Krishna Aparadi. So how you will chant the name of Krishna? He was telling Atman, Brahman, Chaitanya, all these word jugglers, not Krishna's name. Sometimes people used to go to Prabhupada and used to tell that your disciples, they do not know how to chant the name of Krishna properly. Especially the Western devotees, they don't chant properly. They should chant properly. They say Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So Prabhupada said, if Krishna wants to dance on their tongue, why? Who am I to stop Krishna? He wants to dance, you know. So somebody who with a sincere feeling chant the name of Krishna, even exactly according to Sanskrit pronunciation with diacritic, you know, exact diacritic pronunciation, Krishna. Somebody say Krishna, Krishna. If he keeps on saying that, Krishna says, "Hey, very nice." Sometimes if your very close friend is calling you, he may not call exactly your name, you know. He may even distort little bit. Still you don't feel bad about it. Hey, no problem, it's my friend.
The same way, Krishna, he is calling me Krishna, no problem, I will go to him. And he goes and dances in that time. But these Mayavadis, they think themselves to be so advanced, so scholarly, well versed in the scriptural teaching, in their tongue Krishna doesn't prefer to dance. He doesn't prefer to dance because they don't chant the name of Krishna. They think that Krishna is formless, nameless, everything less, whatever they have, less. So why Krishna will go and dance in their tongue? That is their condition. Spiritually speaking, their condition is so lower than a new bhakta who is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Mayavadi sannyasi, very advanced. A new bhakta who takes to the chanting of Hare Krishna is actually greater in the truest sense, in the spiritual sense, because Krishna prefers to dance on that tongue. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya then said this particular sloka, that Krishna's name is so perfect and these Mayavadis, they don't get the benefit of chanting the holy names. So this particular sloka was recited by Lord Chaitanya in this context. This sloka is from Padma Puran. In Padma Puran it is already mentioned. It is not something manufactured. It is not that somebody just made it up. It's in Padma Puran. So here, the wonderful quality of the holy name is given. So the name of Krishna, here it is mentioned that it is Chintamani. Chintamani. Chintamani is a kind of gem. This is supposed to have come out of churning the milk ocean also. When they churn the milk ocean, there are so many products came. Kaustubha gem, Chintamani, Airavat, Lakshmi, and then finally Kumbh. Kumbh Mela is coming. Kumbh came lost. So this Chintamani is a stone. If you possess it, whatever you desire, you will get it. Chintamani. Very difficult to get this Chintamani. So this Chintamani is desire-fulfilling stone. No? If one possesses it, whatever he has spiritual desire, it gets fulfilled. There is also known as Parasmani. Parasmani and Chintamani are two things, but sometimes it is used interchangingly. Parasmani is actually touchstone. Chintamani is also mentioned as touchstone in most of the places. Touchstone, Parasmani is that stone. If you touch, it is like a stone. You touch iron, it becomes gold. You can make gold. Without himself transforming, that Parasmani doesn't transform, it transforms the object which is coming in touch with. So, we have limited time. Within the time we will try to discuss few things. When Sanatana Goswami was performing his bhajan in Vraj, one Brahmana approached Lord Shiva. He wanted a Parasmani, he wanted a great gift. And Lord Shiva said, you go and know that once Babaji is chanting, you go and ask him, he will give you what you want. So this person came and said that, yes, I want touchstone, Parasmani. And he said, Sanatana Goswami had Parasmani. And which he kept it near a garbage can. He said, theek hai, wo garbage can hai, uska paas mein hai, wohi Parasmani leke jao. This person was very happy. So he took the Parasmani. On the way he was thinking, this Parasmani, if it is most valuable, it should have been kept in the safe. Whereas this person has kept it near the garbage can. That means he must be having something more valuable than this. Let me go and find it out. So he came back to Sanatana Goswami. Vapas aa gaya? No, I have one question. What is the question? You were keeping this Parasmani near the garbage can. Why did you keep it if it is very valuable? No, is there anything more valuable than this you have? He said, yes, I have more valuable than this, no problem. But then if you have more valuable thing, why don't you give me that? You want that? No problem, I'll give. But before that, you can't have two things. Better you dispose this. Unless you dispose this, I cannot give that. go to Yamuna and throw it in the Yamuna. Then come back, I will tell you. He came back, and Sanatana Goswami asked him to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then he asked, anything else? No, this is this much only. Go and chant. Hare, that's all? Parasman bhi gaya abhi. He said, now you keep chanting this. You will get better benefits than having a parasman. Touchstone. Because that money you have to touch actually. Paras money means touchstone. You have to touch the object, then you can turn into gold. Whereas this chinta money, you don't have to touch also. Consciousness, no, you think only it will get your desires fulfilled. Nama chinta money Krishna. Krishna's name are like chinta money. So when one actually possesses it, he doesn't have to go and touch. It is not a physical object, you know. It's not physical. Consciousness. Your consciousness is purified, then all your spiritual desires will be fulfilled. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Chaitanya. Chaitanya is Chetana. Chetana is Chitta. Consciousness. Consciousness. So, these names of Krishna is the sum and substance of all transcendental mellows. Rasa vigraha, rasa. There are various rasas in which one can actually reciprocate with Krishna. Santaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras, this is the speciality of Krishna. One can choose his ras. Whatever is your ras, swabhav, whatever is your original ras, then this original ras, one can transcend, one can reciprocate with Krishna. So these holy names of Krishna is actually containing all the ras. There is nothing like, you know, if you want to reciprocate with Krishna in Madhurya ras, you have to chant this mantra. If it is Santa ras, this another mantra. No. In this one mantra, all the ras are there. So depending upon what reciprocation you want to do with Krishna, they will manifest automatically. A servant also chants Hare Krishna. A friend also have to chant Hare Krishna. A girlfriend also have to chant Hare Krishna. There is nothing like different mantra. So this name of Krishna is compressed with all the transcendental mellows. All the transcendental mellows. And this holy names of Krishna is completely pure. Purna Suddho, Suddha. It cannot be contaminated by anything material. Cannot be contaminated. That is why the holy names of Krishna, there is no restrictions. One can chant under any circumstance. One can chant in the morning, one can chant in the evening, one can chant in the night, one can chant in the midnight also. Not the 16 rounds, if you are chanting 300,000 names, then you can chant in the midnight. Namachari Haridas Thakur. He was practically chanting the whole day. Then there is no restriction of morning, evening or night. If only 16 rounds are there, it should be chanted early. Earlier the better. Anytime, there is no restriction. There is no rules and regulation also. For all the Vedic mantras, unless you are qualified, you cannot chant. So many mantras are there. To chant the mantra, you have to come to the level of goodness, sattva gun. A Vedic mantra cannot be chanted by somebody who is in the mode of ignorance. Ignorance. Can't chant. Restricted. Vedic mantra, Shruti mantra cannot be chanted by people who are not in the mode of goodness. But in the age of Kali, to find somebody in the mode of goodness is actually very difficult. In that way, everybody will be disqualified. So Lord Chaitanya thought that, if everybody is disqualified, kya karna hai? So he relaxed it, chalo, chant the holy names of Krishna. Sometimes people say, actually, we should be chanting Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. तुम लोग उल्टा कर पाए क्यों? द ओरिजिनल श्रुति मंत्र इज एक्चुअली हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे. बट ये श्रुति मंत्र कैनॉट बी चैंटेड बाई ड्रंकर्स एंड नो मीट ईटर्स एंड नो थीव्स एंड रोग्स एंड रास्कल्स एंड डेकॉयज. All these are the people who are populated in different dresses. They cannot even start the process. If you don't even start the process, where you will head towards? So Lord Chaitanya mercifully made the same mantra ulta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, to make the disqualified people of Kali Yuga qualified to chant these names. Because everybody is so disqualified, they can't even chant the original mantra. So he reversed it. As far as the benefit of chanting is concerned, there is no difference. Because it is going in circular way. Circle. Mara, 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 mara. What am I chanting? No, I am chanting mara. So when you chant a word in a circular, continuous, when you chant it continuously, the last can come first also, no problem. So in the way, in the same way, one can chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there is no loss of benefit. Benefit will be same, whether you chant the original way. But especially for the people of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya reversed it, so that everybody can chant. So when Prabhupada was chanting the holy names, he encouraged everybody to chant. If at that time, he only can make people in the mode of goodness to chant, I think this Hare Krishna movement would not have manifested. We are sitting here, oh, the original chanters, the real original chanters were all disqualified people. They didn't even know why they are chanting, why they didn't even know what is the benefit going to be. Simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They were transformed. The names, they were chanting the pure names, but actually they were drug addicts. But the names did not get contaminated, but these people were purified. Purna Suddho is completely pure. It cannot be contaminated by anybody. It's not, hey, this person is disqualified, why is he chanting? He's not chanting properly. Don't worry. Chant the names of Krishna, and it is so pure that it will purify the existence of the person. But a contaminated person cannot contaminate the names of Krishna. Not possible. Nitya Mukto, by chanting these pure names of Krishna, one can be liberated. One can be liberated from all conditioning. A drug, if somebody is addicted to drug, he can leave the drug addiction. No, I don't want the drug. I want the holy name, nectar of the holy names. It can liberate a person from any condition of life. And these names of Krishna, are non-different from Krishna. In the sloka it is written, apostrophe binnatvat. In the sandhi rule, when you put apostrophe, there is a A, silent. Abhinna. Don't read as binna. It is not binna. Binna means different. Abhinna means non-different. Nama namino. Nama is name. Namino means the person whose name. So there is no difference between the name and the person. Most important thing. There is no difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna himself. In the material world, we do not have the experience of some name which is non-different from the object. In the material world, it is not there. Suppose, water, the word water and the object water is different. If I am thirsty, I have to drink water. I can't chant water, water, water. I will become more thirsty. I have to drink water. Prabhupada used to give the example. The difference between the material name and spiritual name is that Mr. John is a person, right? He said, this is Mr. John, yes. Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, he chant. He will not get any benefit of associating with Mr. John, you know, if he is little away. the name John and the person John is different. They are not same. Not same. So in the scriptures, there is a description about the name and substance, the name and meaning. There are four levels of names, sound. There are four levels of sound. It is said that these four levels are Vaikari, Madhyama, Pashyanti and Para. Vaikari is that there is no relation between the object and the name. Exactly like water. Water in English is water. Hindi Pani, in Sanskrit Jal, Bengali also Jal. In Madras something else, so many names, you know. But the object is one, it is called by different names. You go to China, they will say something else. It has got so many names, one substance, and the substance and the name are very different. You can't get the benefit of chanting the name water from water. Water, 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 water. You keep chanting, you'll never get the taste of water. You'll get the taste of more thirst. You may want more water. You keep chanting more, then you will want more water. Then you'll have to stop at one point. Vaikari. The name and object are completely different. And the next level is Madhyama, in which the meaning is conveyed by the name itself. This is higher level. The Vedic mantras and all. Madhyama and Pashyanti. In Pashyanti, there is no little difference. There is no difference between the meaning and the name. And the highest level, this is Para, that is spiritual. Para is transcendental. Para itself indicates that it is transcendental. So in the transcendental sound, the object and the name, they are not different, they are same. In the material world, we do not have the experience of it. If you say that like what? Like nothing. We don't have any experience. How we can give an example? So only the spiritual names, they are non-different from the object that are representing. Non-different. So the Krishna's name is not the name of this material world. We are not given Krishna this name. This is his name. He is bringing it from the Goloka Vrindavan. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. From Goloka it is imported. Made in Goloka. Harinama Sankirtan. Goloka se import kiya hai. Sometimes we want imported. This is made in Japan. Oh, very nice. Chalo. Made in USA. Nice. Made in Great Britain. Those days. Hey, very nice. This is made in Goloka. Goloka se import. The name Krishna and the person Krishna are not different. They are same. In the material world, we cannot approach Krishna because we have got the material senses and Krishna is Satchidananda and we have got the material senses. How is that we can approach Krishna? How is that we can reciprocate Krishna? Not possible. So Krishna mercifully made his name available in all the four stages of the sound. Vaikari, Madhyama, Pashyanti and Para. Actually it belongs to transcendental realm, transcendental domain. He makes it available to the material domain also. That is why we are also chanting the names of Krishna. Krishna we are chanting. But then, if it is not pure, you will not be able to experience the abhinnatvat. The non-difference can be experienced by those who are situated on the pure platform of Krishna consciousness. Those who are chanting the Suddhanam. They can experience. When they chant Krishna, Krishna is in front of them. Krishna is reciprocating. Krishna comes, hey, why you are fasting? Take milk. Krishna can come and tell. No, in my place nobody fasts. No, take milk. No, you take sweet rice. He can come and reciprocate if it is on the Suddhanam. And in that level one can see the non-difference, abhinnatvat. But those who are materially contaminated, those whose consciousness is completely covered, this mirror of consciousness, consciousness is supposed to be like mirror, which is supposed to reflect. Satchidananda, we are Satchidananda quality, is supposed to be reflected on the consciousness and you are supposed to experience. We don't experience. Simply because this mirror of consciousness is covered with unlimited material contamination of desires accumulated over millions and trillions of lifetimes. Completely covered. The reflective surface is so completely covered, you don't even find that there is a mirror. You find that nothing. Only body you experience. So, Lord Krishna is so merciful that he has given this process of cleansing. Unless you cleanse this consciousness, the mirror of consciousness, there is no question of realizing the self or Krishna, God. So Lord Chaitanya has given the process of cleansing. Cheto darpana marjanam, cleansing the consciousness, chetana. Consciousness has to be cleansed. If the consciousness is cleansed fully, then you can see Krishna. You can experience Krishna. Now you don't experience Krishna. So this is explained by our acharyas, is the diseased state of life, conditioned state of life. This is disease. This is like disease of jaundice. Jaundice. This is the jaundice of ignorance, avidya. I do not have the knowledge. When somebody is having jaundice, then he cannot taste sugar as sweet. If he takes sugar candy, if he drinks sugar cane juice, he will think that he is drinking some bitter medicine. Kya itna bitter? It's not bitter actually. Because he has got the disease, he is experiencing the sweet taste of something as bitter taste. Taste has changed because of our conditioning. Nothing wrong with the sugar cane. Nothing wrong with anything else. If the problem is, it is wrong with us. So this medicine of the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you tell a materialistic person, my dear sir, please chant one round of Hare Krishna mantra. Kya yaar, bahut mushkil pad raha hai. So better, kya kuch nahi milta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Tum log kitna sola mala karte hai? How do you guys chant sola mala? One mala is difficult for me. Very bitter. This is the jaundice state of life, spiritually speaking. Jaundice. And if that person says that, I want to taste the name of Krishna without chanting the name of Krishna, is it possible? He wants to taste the name of spiritual. I want to see God. But no, just show me. I don't want to do anything. I want to experience God. I want God to come and give me sweet rice. Is it possible? No, I don't want. Chant. Please chant Hare Krishna. No, it's very difficult. Thoda muskil pad raha. Not possible. It is as good as asking the question, can I get cured of my jaundice without taking sugar cane juice? Right, sugar cane juice is a medicine. You keep taking sugar cane juice, slowly you'll find when your jaundice level comes down, slowly you find little taste. Abhi thoda lag raha hai mitha. Lagega, dheere dheere. Take more. So in the same way, in the diseased condition of life, when one finds chanting the holy names is so bitter, simply by chanting only you can get away that bitterness. So when one advances from the level of Nama Parad to Nama Vas, he will get the little taste, yeah, abhi thoda mitha lag raha hai. Then really when one chants the Shuddha Naam, it is fully arisen sun, fully arisen, one can see the transcendental non-difference of name from Krishna. How Krishna's name and Krishna are non-different can be practically experienced by the chanter. It is not something theoretical. It's not something, you know, hypothetically, yeah, we will do this, we will do. This is all science. This is science of Krishna consciousness. This is the hypothesis, non-different. How do we experience it? Chant the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya explained that how by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can actually cleanse the contaminations within the heart. And these Mayavadis, their contamination is so strong that they don't get the taste of chanting the names of Krishna. That is why they are aparadis. They will never, ever be able to understand how Krishna and Krishna's name are non-different. They never. That is why they say, Here we are talking about non-different, means oneness. And they also talk about oneness, that is oneness of the soul with super soul. They are completely, you know, misguided. We are also talking about oneness of name with Krishna, and they are talking about oneness, and that is false. Krishna, how Krishna and soul is one, they are talking about. They should be talking about this abhinnatva. Misguided. So for them, Krishna can never reveal. So, in the conditioned state of life, it is only by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can actually advance in Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. This chanting only can remove the contamination. No amount of whatever tapasya you can do, or charity you can give, or anything you may do, this contamination within the heart can never be removed. As long as the contamination within the heart is not removed, there is no question of going back home, back to Godhead. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts with cleansing the heart. It's Sishashtakam. Cleanse the heart. Process starts with cleansing the heart. And these holy names of Krishna are so powerful. Even though somebody may be saying, Prabhu, wait a minute. I am chanting for 20 years. Where is this abhinnatvat? I am not able to see. We have to increase the quality. There is nothing, anything is wrong with this mantra or what? No, nothing is wrong with this mantra. Everything is wrong with our own way of doing our sadhana. If one sincerely and seriously executes the process of Krishna consciousness, avoiding the offenses, you may be chanting, but then what about avoiding the offenses? When one keeps avoiding the offenses, then he will find, slowly your progress will be rapid. So in that way, taking proper care of his devotional creeper, when one chants the holy names of Krishna, slowly, slowly, slowly all the contaminations can be removed, and that only can make a person get qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. There is no other way actually. You can't have a shortcut method. There is no shortcut method. So in that way, in our devotional practice, the chanting the holy names of Krishna plays the central role, primary role. Everything else is secondary. So, as I mentioned in the beginning of the class, this week is celebrated as the World Holy Name Week by the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON devotees, because this is the year that is the commemoration year of 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya's sannyas. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas 500 years ago, and Prabhupada took sannyas 50 years ago. 550. This Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself in the form of Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and his pure devotee Srila Prabhupada took sannyas 50 years back. So to commemorate this, we are having this World Holy Name Week. So in this week, we are encouraging all the members of ISKCON to chant more. Every week, every day we are chanting 16, so we want everybody to chant little more. The resident devotees are advised to chant 25 rounds a day. 25 rounds a day, all the resident devotees. Those congregational devotees who also would like to follow in line with the resident devotees, please chant 25 rounds a day. More rounds. How long? From today till 20th. 2 weeks. 15 days. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Because in ISKCON Jugu, we want to chant 1 billion names. 1 billion names. 1 billion names is like, it is 100 crore. 100 crore. Everyone together, each one cannot chant. All our chanting will put it together. For example, to give an idea what it means, you are 16 rounds you are chanting. In one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there are 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, 8 plus 8, 16. So when you chant one mantra, it is actually chanting 16 names. You already one mantra, 16 names. Like that, 16 rounds when you chant, you are actually chanting 27,648 names. That is why when you chant 64 rounds, it is 1 lakh names. Lakshanam. In 4 days we are chanting 1 lakh. Suppose if one chants 25 rounds, what it means is you are chanting 43,000, from 27,000 to 43,000 extra. So this 1 billion is approximately like 1,500 devotees chanting 25 rounds for 15 days. It will be 1 billion. If we have only 1,500 devotees chanting 25 rounds for these 15 days, we have achieved 1 billion names. Hari Bol! Shall we chant 1 billion names or not? 1 billion names. 1 billion names. ISKCON Jugu chanted 1 billion names. All temples are reporting. So we also want to be like on top of the line. 1 billion, not anything less. Not million, lakh, and million. Billion. Billion means 1 to the power, 1 into 10 power 9. That is scientific. 10 power 9. 9 zeros, 1 billion. 100 crores. 100 crore names. How we are planning to achieve? All the resident devotees will chant 25 rounds for these 15 days starting from today. And congregational devotees also will chant. But then what you are chanting, we should know. Otherwise, how we will account for it? So all the resident devotees, every day Mangalarti when they come, there will be a register near Prabhupada. There will be a ledger, register. The previous day, how many rounds you chanted, you should enter against your name. Everybody's name will be there. Like Mangalarti register, there will be a Japa register. World Harinam Week Japa register. There will be a register here. You go to your name and enter. Yes, the previous day you chanted 25 rounds, you chant. Right, 25. If you have chanted 64 rounds, yes, 64. So minimum 25. You can chant 34 also, 42 also, 52 also, any number of rounds. So as soon as you chant that number of rounds, you can write here, we will be having some surprise gift at the end of this Harinam week. Those who have chanted more rounds, we are going to give some special gift. That is secret, what you will get. But you will get a special gift. So all the number of rounds will come, so that then we will add. We cannot say that yes, we all chanted 1 billion. No. We are not going to give some imaginary figure. Actual figure will be given. So all the resident devotees enter in the register. All the congregational devotees with whomever you are connected to the temple, like a congregational leader or a Bhakti Vriksha leader. Suppose some devotee is preaching in a place, Namahata program, under him there are 10 devotees. You should tell all the 10 devotees to chant more and give the score to you, and you come and give the score here, saying that under me these are the devotees. These are the people chanted this many rounds. There should not be any duplication of scores. Me solamala kar diya, inko ek de do, inko ek de do. 32 ho jayega. You will have to give your score only to one devotee. No duplicate. You register me bhi likhega, udhar bhi deega, 10 jan ko de deega, toh jyada ho jayega. We don't want that kind of chanting. We want real chanting and reporting through one channel. Right? Ek jan ka pas deega. Do jan ka. Suppose, if a temple devotee knows, two temple devotees know a congregational devotee. That congregational devotee cannot say that, I chanted 16,000, he also takes. And he tells another one also, you are under me. So two resident devotees cannot give the score of one congregational devotee. You have your own different congregation devotee, then you can give. So all the Namata program, and in the Japa point, whoever is chanting from today onwards, you'll have to note it down. How many people are chanting? Right? You'll have to give a score of every day how many people have chanted. That will be added also. And in the life membership program also, we'll encourage the life members to chant. So how many people have chanted our Purusha Bhushan Prabhu and Narahari Prabhu, Nithai Prabhu, they will, in today's life member program, now onwards, in every program people will chant. If congregational devotees are doing program outside, please, at the end of your lecture, you make everybody to chant together, one round extra. Ho jayega na, 50 jan baithe, 50 round ho gaya. So in every program, you emphasize that one extra round should be chanted. You are chanting 25 round, average karo. In all the programs, emphasis will be given on chanting more round. So you have to give the score to the temple. With whosoever is the representative, you know, outside devotees can give like that. So in this way, we want to put all the score together. By next Sunday, we are doing this for 2 weeks, So we will have a mid-term evaluation where we stand. midterm, next Sunday, we will put the score together. Kitna hua? So our score is 1 billion. It should be half billion, you know. If it is less than half billion, then quota will be increased. So it should not go less. It should be around half billion. Then we are okay. Okay, 1 week half billion means another week will be another half billion. If it is less, then in the next week, there will be extra loading. Extra loading. So you have to see that in these 2 weeks, you put as much time as possible. Whatever is possible, you chant extra round. Don't have to do anything else. If you get 15 minutes also, you chant 2 rounds. Whenever you get time, you try to see. So 25 is only minimum. You can come up with 64, you can come up with, you know, any number of rounds you can chant. So please chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in these 2 weeks. And also this Sunday, next Sunday, and another Sunday also, these 3 Sundays, we are encouraging all the congregational devotees to do more chanting, japa marathon. From 10 o'clock right now, from after this class, prasadam. After prasadam, there will be a japa marathon from 6 o'clock till 7 o'clock in the evening, right? In between, there will be Mahapriti Vadanam, 1 o'clock, and prasadam. 1 to 3, lecture, prasadam, etc. Remaining time, we are encouraging devotees to chant in Shankha Hall. All the congregational devotees, you don't have to go around here and there, sit and chit-chat and all those things, stop for 3 Sundays. Japa, only japa. Chant only japa, japa. No, not chant japa, japa, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, I have to do japa, I have to do japa, I have to do japa. You don't do japa of japa. You do the japa of the holy names of Krishna. From 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock, whatever time you get on Sunday, these 3 Sundays, japa marathon, there will be a register also. Please enter how many rounds you have chanted at the end of the day. End of the day. Many devotees have experience of doing japa marathon on the public holidays. So those devotees can be encouraged to chant during this time. And also, the chanting holy names is, one is japa, another is Nagar Sankirtan. As we discussed today, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting in the forest, all the trees, they also have the senses, they also were hearing. So Nagar Sankirtan gives an opportunity for the conditioned soul who cannot come and chant. The tigers were chanting, the elephants were chanting, but trees cannot chant. But they were hearing and feeling the ecstasy. Like that, the trees are there, and tree-like people are there who cannot open their mouth. I'm not chant. So trees and tree-like people, if we can give them some opportunity to hear about the holy names of Krishna. So there will be Nagar Sankirtan also during this 2 weeks. So next week, so there are 4 temples in Bombay. 4 temples in Bombay. There will be combined Nagar Sankirtan by all these 4 temples. So next week, that is this coming Saturday, 12th September, there will be Harinam Sankirtan in ISKCON Mira Road. All the devotees from Mira Road, devotees from Juhu, devotees from Chopati, and devotees from Khargar, all will participate in this Maha Harinam in Mira Road. Harinam will be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. The buses from Juhu will leave around 3 p.m. So we will be arranging the transportation, all the devotees, congregational devotees who want to participate, either you can come to the temple and take the transportation, or you can straight come to Mira Road also, 5:30 Mira Road temple. Somebody is working downtown, catch a train and go straight there, you don't have to come here, straight to Mira Road. Mira Road, 12th September, Nagar Sankirtan, 5:30 to 8 p.m. On 13th September Sunday, Nagar Sankirtan will be in ISKCON Khargar. 12th Mira Road, 13th Sunday Khargar, same time 5:30 to 8. Buses, same time 3 o'clock, leaving from ISKCON Jugu. Those congregational devotees, they can do Harinam up to 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock we can go to Khargar. And 19th September, Saturday, Harinam Sankirtan will be in ISKCON Chowpatty. In that vicinity, somewhere downtown, either Nariman Point or Girgaon Chowpatty or Gateway of India somewhere. That will be organized by ISKCON Chowpatty. That is 19 September. Easy for those who are working downtown. Please don't go home that day. Come to the Harinam Sankirtan. Those who are working downtown. 19 September, Saturday, that is in Chowpatty. And 20th September, the last day of this Holy Name Week, 20th September, Harinam will be in Jugu. All the other temples, they will come here. Jugu, we will be going on Harinam to the Jugu beach and coming over, in our whole Jugu area. That will be on 20th. So there are four Harinams, Maha Sankirtan. We want all the devotees to participate so that the conditioned soul who otherwise are not coming to temple, the conditioned souls who otherwise don't want to chant the holy names of Krishna, we can give them opportunity also. Japa is for one's own cleansing the heart, and Harinam Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan, is not only cleansing one's own heart, it is also to help others to cleanse their heart also. Compassion. So Lord Chaitanya was compassionate and commemorating his 500th anniversary of his sannyas. So his purpose of sannyas is to give an opportunity for others to take to Krishna consciousness. So in that way, we will be celebrating this in the form of chanting the holy names. On behalf of ISKCON Jugu, Mumbai, I request all the resident devotees, congregational devotees, life members, well-wishers, in whatever capacity you can be connected to the temple, please do your chanting and report your chanting. If you chant and don't report, then it is off right. No, you'll have to report. So please see in what channel you can report, either through a congregational devotee. If you don't have any congregational leader, you don't know anybody, then you can report to our office. Hindi, Haradas Prabhu. Koi leader nahi hai, unka ek register rakhna. Haradas Prabhu, and in English, 142, Sitaram Prabhu. There will be a register. If you are not connected to any devotee, directly go and register. Okay, I chanted this many rounds. Write it down. So your score also will be added to the score of ISKCON Jugu Mumbai, Srila Prabhupada's office. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There will be a special feast the week following that. Those who have chanted, everybody, whoever chanted and reported, you will get a very special feast. I will not reveal the menu. Very special. The week after next, we will get a feast. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Radharas Vihari ji ki, Tai Gaurav Premanande.